This is Pat Bodie, host of 900 Views, and I'm sure many of you don't even notice, but we are flexing our podcast posting schedule a little bit over these couple of weeks to accommodate all that's happening at Art Week. And so I have a preview here for an upcoming interview with Steve Rose, who has organized 14 poets to appear at Zanzibar's Coffee Adventure during this week. You've already missed Steve getting to read, but he will have other poets appearing at Zanzibar's through the rest of Art Week. And Steve, before you read some things to remind people of what they missed out on Saturday night, when they didn't get to hear you at Zanzibar's, tell me a little bit about what you see as the essential elements of someone becoming a full-time successful poet, successful in that they're making a living at it for the most part.
Well, I think very few people will do that in terms of just selling their work. There's less than 100 poets in the United States who are self-sufficient, according to Ted Kuger. But many people...
Less than 100?
Less than 100 that are self-sufficient selling their own work.
I have to admit, that shocks me.
Yeah, that's something Ted, I'm sure it was Ted Kuger I read said this. The vast majority are endowed chairs, have an academic position. I have a good friend, college classmate named Mark Saunders, who's at Stephen Austin University. And, you know, he has some teaching and administrative duties, but a lot of his work is getting his work out there. And so if you're wanting to pay the bills, don't go into poetry, you know. Yeah, if you want to laugh about them, it's okay to write poetry. Right? But it does need to be a singular pursuit, whether it's an avocation or vocation, to get your work out there. People aren't going to come knocking on your doors, and the more media there is, the less people will go knocking on your doors to find you.
And that makes a point I've been trying to make about this podcast. If we want to build community, we have to go to these things. We need to be there. So, folks, I want you to show up for Zanzibar's Coffee Adventure to the best of your ability during Art Week and other Art Week events and the art festival itself. And with that, Steve, would you read one poem for us as part of this preview?
Sure. And I want to comment. You're not going to go hear poets. You're going to go hear bards. You're going to hear people singing their work. So it's fun.
He likes to emphasize that, but I'm telling you, yes, it will be fun no matter how it all comes out. Go.
Leave the ghost of your old English teacher at home.
Okay.
Okay, poem. Last Wives Club. The Last Wives Club meets at Krause's Cafe most days, still deferent to the few remaining males their age. The women delay entrance until the geezers are together. Old men with goggle-thick sunglasses and belt loops missed wander off into pickups with unscarred payload beds, their cabs framed by empty gum racks and mirrors hung with handicap passes. The women's hair is off the same coil of thread, bleached and blued, their glasses uniformly thick, magnify their cataracts. One said, "I can't make coffee just for myself." Another answered, "Then you don't drink much without you getting out." So they do, sitting down for their second breakfast of the day. Those old eyes push the forks around their plates and move each other to speak. Eyes that once pulled speech from a child shy on the stage. Eyes that froze a spouse before his thoughts became talk. Their lips, licking around their eggs and toast and jam, are the color of the old men's trucks. Their fingernails are brushed on indifferently. The few unpainted glow like opals. There is a turn taking to their comments, a pause learned from waiting until the men claim their pieces of chicken and craws of mashed potatoes. The dead are the measures of the last wife's talk, and my precedes each corpse's name.
Thank you so much, Steve Rose. Join us for the interview coming up next week.